Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great day. The Doug Gottlieb Show broadcasts live every day from sunny Southern California. A reminder, check out the latest lines on World of Sports at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Bet Rivers is the trusted name in online sports betting. You got to be 21, present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, or Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Well, speaking of Bet Rivers, it's a great place to go and check out the lines on the PGA Championship as well as, you know, the conference finals. Really interesting. My son is 13, obviously plays hoop, but it's interesting. We were watching the Mavericks close out the Suns in epic fashion on Sunday night. And I don't know if you did this exercise in your head, and he goes, so the winners are in the semifinals. I was like, no, they're in the conference finals. He's like, what do you mean conference finals? I'm like, well, there's the East and the West, and then the winner of that plays in the NBA finals. He's like, so the semifinals. He's like, I was like, no, that you're right. You know what? You're right. I fell for it. You're right. Anyway, you want the semifinals, the conference finals, whatever. Tonight, game one, Eastern Conference Finals, NBA semifinals. We'll get underway, and you can bet on that. But, I mean, like, look, it's pretty obvious there's a curious absence in golf. There'll be no Tiger, there'll be no Phil Mickelson. And Mickelson is the defending champion. The defending champion of the PGA. I mean, it's not even it's a bizarre thing where, if you remember, he became the face of this Dubai Golf League thing. And ever since then, Phil Mickelson has kind of been persona non grata. There is the question whether or not he's taking time away or he's suspended. There are lots of questions about it, but the most interesting part is the fact that here he is defending champion at a signature event, one that, oh yeah, by the way, is the championship for the PGA of America, who of course runs the tour, and he's not there. There's a little bit of Kaepernick to it. I'll get to that as to why in a second. Here's Tiger Woods speaking today about Phil's absence.
It's always disappointing when the defending champion's not here. Phil has said some things that I think a lot of us who are committed to the tour and committed to the legacy of the tour have pushed back against. And he's taken some personal time. And we all understand that. But I think that some of his views on how the tour could be run, should be run, been a lot of disagreement there, but as we all know, as a professional, we miss him being out here. I mean, he's a big draw for the game of golf. He's just taking his time, and you know, we all wish him the best when he comes back. Obviously, we're gonna have difference of opinions that how he sees the tour, and we'll go from there.
Isn't an amazing life? I mean, if you track over the last 15 years, Phil Mickelson has been far more liked than Tiger Woods, again, over the last 15 years. But over the last 2 or 3 years, right, between Tiger Woods, or maybe last 5 years, between Tiger Woods' comeback, his back surgeries, the latest car crash, and, of course, the Masters win, I would say that while Tiger was always more popular and was more admired in terms of as a golfer, Phil was more liked. Well, that's changed. Isn't it interesting? Phil Mickelson, of course, if you remember the story that's from a book that's out there, reportedly lost $40 million in gambling over a 4-year period between 2010 and 2014. Phil Mickelson's the guy who opened up the discussion about potentially doing this Dubai League, right? And the idea was you're taking, from the PGA Tour's perspective, you're taking blood money, right? You're taking money from places that don't equate personal rights equally, whether it's women or people of different races or people of different religions. And so there's been all kinds of pushback over it. And the guy who's curiously absent is Phil Mickelson, who became kind of the face of this thing. He wasn't the only guy. He was the guy bold enough to say it and to think about doing it. But he's also the guy that, why would Phil Mickelson need a bunch of money? Now we know. Byer, let me ask you, do you think there's any way he's actually kind of the secret suspension, a la people thinking that Jordan was secretly suspended when he did baseball?
Well, there's a lot to that, because this isn't a PGA Tour event. This is run by the PGA of America. So if there's a PGA Tour suspension, the PGA of America could say, okay, we honor the suspension of what the PGA Tour has, therefore the player could not play. U.S. Open could do the same thing. But technically, he is eligible to play. I don't think that Phil is the reason I think Phil is not there this week is because there's still a lot to say, and I don't know if he is ready to say it. There's some speculation that he actually may play in that first Live Tour event next month, which would completely then erase any chance that he would ever have to come back on the PGA Tour, the Champions Tour. But I just don't think that he's ready to speak yet. That is my guess on how, because just with the PGA Championship listing him as a competitor, listing him, you know, he registered for the event and then withdrew it. I don't think that they, you know, said we're going to follow what the PGA Tour said and you're not going to play. I don't think that's the case. I think Phil made the decision that he's not ready to publicly talk about it, especially with Alan Shipnuck's book coming out today. It would be the only topic of conversation, and I don't think that he wanted to deal with that.
Why wouldn't you get out ahead of it? And how much time, I guess, and how much time would you
because
need?
Because I think it's already past him to get ahead of it. Like, the damage has already been done of his role, and his role was significant. It wasn't only just of, hey, this Saudi tour is, yeah, they're crazy, but it's a lot of money, but he also had conversations with them. And this tour is set up to be a direct competitor of the PGA Tour. This isn't just I'll play the PGA Tour this week and go play here and that. And that's how the PGA Tour views it. So for him to get ahead of it, I think it's already just past him and the cat's out of the bag. And now with this book being released to the public, we had heard some things, you know, prior about the gambling debts and whatnot. I think there's going to be more coming out. And then there's another book of Billy Walters, the gambler that Phil was tied to in that insider trading deal. He's going to have his own book out coming out about Phil's, you know, with stories about Phil. So there's a lot there for Phil to handle. And I think he'd be a complete distraction. I mean, he wouldn't be focused at all. It would be all about, you know, what's going on. I just don't think he was ready to talk about it.
It's a really interesting thing, right? I mean, it's as we get back to sports with full courses or full stadiums or full stands. And I mean, if you would have asked me or anybody else, are we likely to see Tiger Woods a year ago play in a PGA championship?
Sure.
I would have said no chance. Are you likely to see? And then, you know, Phil wins the damn thing. And now we don't see Phil. Like, this is the craziest thing ever. I mean, and you can appreciate this because you know the golf world way better than I do, way better. But, I mean, again, for years, Phil wasn't necessarily beloved on tour, but beloved by fans because fans saw him as some sort of, he's the regular. He gambles on stuff. Phil hits a driver off the deck at Wingfoot, you know, and you're like, it's Phil, you know? Whereas Tiger was seen as phony and stiff and cheap and corporate and some sort of creation. And now everyone just were crazy about his actual golf talent. But Tiger, the guy, wasn't beloved, wasn't even necessarily liked. Respected, not liked. Now, when Tiger shows up at a golf course, it's like the second coming. You know, and even in that, I also thought in that cut, he showed a lot of the Tiger of, and there was a lot of really good balance to it. I mean, what Tiger said about it, when he comes back, he'd be welcome back, would still have a difference of opinion. Like, honestly, that's kind of how we should look at like politics and stuff, which is, you know, hey, man, look, you're allowed to think what you think. I'm allowed to think it's crazy, but we're both allowed to have our discussions on the topic and then we go out and do our jobs. But still, it did feel like the Tiger of old, the stiffer Tiger, the not as jovial Tiger, but Tiger playing, Tiger beloved, Tiger almost like a fatherly sort of figure, right? And Phil persona non grata. All time is crazy. And then considering where we were like a year and a half ago or a year ago is even more nuts. This story's crazy. But I do think, like, look, if Phil's going to take the money, if he is going to play in the event, he should be there. He should be at the PGA Championship. This is where the Kaepernick comparison comes. Like, don't tell me you're doing something that you think is important and you have reasons to do it. And then all of a sudden, when people think those reasons are bogus, you simply back away and you do it anyway. Or even if you don't do it, look, he's smart enough to on his feet. He has asked a question to answer the questions. So I do understand what you're saying. Like, it would be really hard with all these questions circling and how how disliked his comments were, not just by the PGA America, but so many other guys that have, you know, done backflips to just get their PGA card. But not owning it is, that's the Kaepernick thing. Like, look, Kaepernick had his stance, but then we didn't hear from him. We still have never really heard from him in a kind of traditional, you know, 60 minutes interview. Never happened. And so you allow other people to speculate on what you meant, what your plans are, where you are with it, and how it's affected you. And I think that's a miss from Phil.
And I think if this doesn't happen, this is another coronation for Phil this week. If he doesn't say what he had to say, if none of this comes out, and it's just a normal PGA Championship where he's the defending champion, this week is probably still all about him in a good way. And quite honestly, for a guy who turns 52 next month, it would kind of also be, you would think, maybe the last hurrah. Maybe this is the last swan song where we're still about Phil. Because, you know, guys, I know he won it last year at 50, but guys aren't winning majors at 52 and 53 years old,
right,
and contending. And just, I mean, he was the first 50-year-old to do it. So, yeah, of what could have been with this week and what it's turned out, which is interesting you say politics as well. Just quickly, Southern Hills wasn't supposed to have this PGA. This was actually supposed to be at one of Trump's courses, but following the insurrection, the PGA of America ended up changing it, and then Southern Hills ended up hosting it.
Yeah, and I would dollars to donuts, I would guess that would be something that Phil would disagree with, right? As he is, and not necessarily from the social politics, but more the fiscal politics. He's always been somebody, I moved from California because of the taxes, et cetera, et cetera. So, but again, like all of these things, I believe you're allowed to do. Like, you're allowed to support the president of the United States, right? But you have to, you know, say it with your chest. And otherwise, what I don't like is people doing things because of, they don't like the politics of it, but not actually calling out where they stand on it. I don't. It's okay if you want to take a side. It's okay if you want to take a stand. It's okay if you don't want to show up. It's okay. I mean, I don't agree with playing for a different tour when one tour made you $80 million in prize money alone. But if you're going to do it and you're smart enough to articulate your thoughts on it, then articulate your thoughts on it. I don't know. Makes for just a weird thing. Where is Phil? He's not here this week. Is he hurt? Nope. Healthy scratch. Just taking some time to himself.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Andrew Brandt's going to join us in a couple moments. Of course, he used to work for the Packers and the Eagles and covers the business of sports. So LeBron James was bored last night. And while I was watching Ozark, he was taking to Twitter and trying to stir up interest in his Twitter feed. So LeBron said, hey, any questions, you know, like basically I'm bored. I don't like my family. Fire away. Here's one. He said Luka's his favorite player. There's some black Air Forces that are his favorite shoes to wear. Tom Brady with some weird you and me five rounds ice hockey shootout. Who wins? Ha, 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 ha. LeBron James, me, but barely, maybe swinging from my knees, though. It's just a weird thing for LeBron to... I love social media during these games. You know, during a game, you get anybody from LeBron James to Dwayne Wade to whomever commenting on something they're seeing. And sometimes they're, well, not insightful. They're Magic Johnson-level tweets. Sometimes they're incredibly insightful. But the need for attention on a Monday night when nothing's going on is kind of sad, right? Kind of sad, you know? I mean, I understand if you're one of the questions where he answered for you and it makes you feel great, but that just deal is weird. I don't know. What do you think, Jay Stu, with LeBron saying, hey, if you'd, I got nothing going on. Send me a question if you want to answer it.
I've got a lot of thoughts on this, but my bottom line take on LeBron is that he's maybe like one of the top 10 most famous people in the world. He attention is going to get to him organically every day. Mm-hmm. He doesn't need to seek attention. Agreed. So he's the most like attention thirsty famous person on earth. I don't get his deal. Monday night, no games. I can insert myself into the NBA conversation. Check this out. It's just annoying.
Yes, Ramos.
Isn't that what Twitter is for, though? I mean, it's for you to be able to express opinions whenever you feel like it. I don't know why. Is there a certain time frame he can speak and can't speak for us?
No one's saying he can't.
Okay.
No one's saying he can't.
It sounds that way. Like, it sounds like you're saying, why is he talking right now? Why is he incorporating himself? It's just like, well, I mean, maybe they say that about us, too. Maybe it's not me personally. They probably could care less what I say. But maybe they might say, what's Doug talking about? Why don't you just keep quiet about this? And, like, you have every right to say whatever you want to at any time you want to.
I'll tell you how I feel about this. This is a little bit like dudes who get, you know, some long poem or scripture and a tattoo on their body, you know, or some, and they say, like, you know, I wanted to say something with my tattoo. Like, well, can't you do it with your words? You know, like, you're allowed to say things, but John, I would normally agree with you. And I do think that Twitter is in kind of an open, free space. And there's part of me that looks at this and says, like, oh, he's trying to relate to the common man. And I'm sure if he answered your question, you'd feel great about it. Like, wow, LeBron James took time to answer my question of the thousands of others that were asked of him. But he has enough platforms to say whatever he wants, whenever he wants, however he wants. It feels maybe not like punching down, but it does feel a little bit below him on a Monday night to be like, you know, I could be hanging with my family or kids or friends or even by myself, but instead I'm on social media. But Byer, what's your take on it?
I think that he knew, because I just looked at the tweet, that somebody would ask him a question that he wanted to answer. Uh-huh. That of the 30,000 responses and then the 19,000 on another tweet after that he wanted to say something, but he wanted somebody to set him up for it. But I would also say this. I agree with John, because the thing that I hate the most are unimportant people saying that they're doing a Q&A. Like, people are just like, they have no business, but being like, hey, guess what? You know, I'm on a flight. I've got, you know, 1,000 followers.
That's the best.
Feel free to ask me.
I'm on a plane.
Doug, I'm not including you in this. I'm not trying to, you know, you have 200,000 followers. There
yes.
are enough people to ask you questions where it is worthy of you to do something like that. I get annoyed when people think that they're so important that other people would want to know answers from them. That's what annoys me.
I think the what annoys me is where, when we put the answers of people that don't matter into a context where they do matter, you know, that's my least favorite use of Twitter or social media, is when we post tweets or talk about tweets from just random everyday Joes and make it out like this is an important thought or important feeling. I don't think it is. I don't think it is. That may sound arrogant. That's the reality to it. Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Mm-mm-mm. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. David Thorpe joins us. He's covered the NBA for a long time, worked with a ton of NBA players. He's coached. He's done it all. He writes for TrueHoop.com. Let's start with something that's tonight's, the NBA draft lottery. I think that people came into the college basketball year thinking it was Chet Holmgren or Paolo Banchero. I walked away from the Alabama-Auburn game, and I was sitting with a couple of GMs, and I thought it was Jabari Smith. And then Paolo, and I want to have a discussion about Chet. What do you think? Who do you think the lottery is for? Who's the guy who, if you were picking as of now, would be your number one pick?
So I've not done a deep dive just yet. I will start there pretty soon, although I have done a study of the top four, those three plus Jaden Ivey, which is most people have them in the top four. And I would agree with what you said. I ran into you at Duke. My son's team played at Duke, and we went to go see the game, and I saw Paolo firsthand, and what a big man he is, and it's such a skilled player. I've never seen Jabari in person. It looks like he's going to be has a chance to be really a tremendous player. And I would rank those two ahead of Chet. I've got my doubts on Chet. I've written about him. I call them, I label them as a Marcus Camby 2.0, which is if anyone that's old enough to remember how good Camby was, especially in his prime, he's a rebounding machine, a paint force, and this young man can make threes. There's real value in that, but I think Banchero and Smith have bigger upsides, which is kind of what you're drafting for. Like last year, I thought Mobley and Barnes were the top two players, so I thought they had the biggest upsides as two-way players, and I still feel that way with Cunningham just behind them. I don't rank these three as good as those three, but I do think those two players, one of those two should be number one at this point.
We're coming off a game seven where Luka was unbelievable, but it's also the juxtaposition of Luka and the Mavericks against the Suns, who passed on him, even though they had his national team coach as their head coach at the time, right? So you had a guy who'd known him, coached him, I'm sure loved him. And the story's been told 10 times over that the owner, Robert Sarver, who now obviously under investigation, but is an Arizona guy, loved DeAndre Ayton. They went and got DeAndre Ayton. Now, there's a bunch to it. Let me just go back to that draft. Were you in the Luka's going to be a superstar camp?
Oh, I had done a million pods at that point, yes. I don't think I just loved him. My son was a gigantic Trae Young fan, as most basketball players his age were. But I had clients that played in the EuroLeague and they played in the ACB. So I had already seen him a ton. And I don't know that I thought – I'm quite sure I didn't really think about is he going to be a top five player in the game in year two and three. I didn't think in those terms. But there was never a doubt he was going to be an MVP-level player. And the one thing you have to remember is – and this is something I think teams are mistaking – they're making a mistake not considering – is if you're going to draft a big man number one, which I'm not afraid of in general, well, you need to scheme for that. So it's not Ayton's fault, for example, that he took five shots in game seven when they had done a very good job of featuring him in other games. But that's the difference, Doug, is our primary alpha scorers tend to be ball-dominant players, whether they're guards or wings. It really doesn't matter. And so you don't really have to scheme for them as a coach. The ball's already in their hands, and then you scheme. And so that's one issue I have with projecting Chet. He may think he's Kevin Durant. I don't think he's Kevin Durant. And certainly not early in his career. And if given a choice, I'd rather have both those other guys can be primary ball handlers at their size. And I think that just makes it easier going forward to have them be the kind of players that whoever drafts them would hope they would be.
Okay, but here's where I'm going to respectfully disagree with you. I mean, Joel Embiid, Nikola Jokic, these guys are unbelievable players. And they're not the only reason they're out of the playoffs, but you can – Rudy Gobert, you can scheme against these guys. You can create a mismatch where these guys have nowhere they can be defensively. And offensively, and this is the part that I don't think the TV crews do a good enough job, it's so physical in the post. The reason the throwing in the post people don't do it anymore is because everybody says, well, look, it's not an efficient shot. Well, it's not an efficient shot because you can do anything you want to a guy in the low post and no fouls are called. Of course it's a tough shot because they're grabbing you and they're pushing you. Anyway, can you win big if your starting center is one of your key three players? I got to think the answer is no.
Well, I definitely don't agree with that. First of all, Giannis won last year. He's 7 feet tall.
He's a point center. He's not.
Yes.
When Brook Lopez is one of your top three, you can't win. When Brook Lopez is like your fourth or fifth, right? When you have Middleton, and you can take Brook Lopez out and play small ball, but now you can win, right?
Jokic if they're healthy. Last year with MPJ and Murray, they were real contenders. Clearly the Sixers didn't handle some things very well, but they did not knocked out the second round because of anything Joel Embiid was unable to do. Again, you do have to scheme for that offensively, but those two players are far more talented than Holmgren, in part because they're just much bigger guys. To your point, yes, it is very physical. Embiid and Jokic don't care. You can't out-physical them. They are just as much unicorns as Giannis is because of their physical size. In the case of Embiid, he got in great shape. In the case of Jokic, the exact same thing. Obviously, he had different challenges. But those guys are very, very rare. We don't see anyone like that in this draft. And so, and that's why I would agree, again, that I'd rather go big wing, because those two guys aren't in this draft. If they were, if Jokic was now draftable and you knew what he could be, of course he goes number one overall. He's one of the best players I've ever seen. But those guys are so rare. And they both are point centers in a way, especially Jokic. Jokic runs their team. In fact, the Nuggets lead the regular season, led the regular season, and passes made because everything ran through him.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. David Thorpe is our guest, writes for True Hoop, and of course, has worked with so many of these players, knows the league, coached all over. Okay, let me ask you about Luka.
Yeah.
I said he's the closest thing to Bird since Bird, and obviously being white's part of it. Being big but and not crazy athletic, but still being able to create space and angles with your physicality, with your footwork. There's a kind of cockiness, almost arrogance, as you take all the trash talk and you give it right back to guys. There's the incredible passing. Like, people want to say Dirk. Like, Dirk wasn't a particularly good rebounder. It wasn't a great passer. These guys are great, great passers, and Bird was a great rebounder. Am I way out of touch saying he's the closest thing to Bird we've had since Bird?
Oh, you're definitely not way out of touch. I think he's much more like LeBron. He's the closest thing to LeBron we've seen. He isn't the athlete, and that really only matters defensively. Who cares that he's not blowing by people for dunks as often as LeBron did at this age? He's simply unguardable when he's in shape, and right now we're seeing the fit version of Luka. You're talking about a guy that gets 18-foot step backs and step back threes over DeAndre Ayton like it's nothing. Most guards can't do that. And then he also can score at the rim with tremendous craft. He's probably the best in the world now at the sudden deceleration, sudden break, sudden start again. Which draws a lot of fouls. He's an absolute killer. That, you know, you mentioned that's not LeBron.
Like, look, none of that stuff. I respect. Like, that's not LeBron. Wasn't ever making jump shots over dudes. LeBron was downhill straight power. The LeBron comparison is Giannis, right? Giannis is a less skilled version of LeBron and a bigger, longer version of LeBron. They play the same, whereas. I don't think, I mean, Luka, it's craft and skill. When LeBron was in his prime, his jump shot was the last thing to come around. And you couldn't stop from getting to the rim. And when he made his jump shots, now he became unguardable.
Yeah, I agree. But I don't really care if you dunk or scoop it. It's 2 points, it's 2 points. I just watched yesterday, as a matter of fact, the 25 straight points he scored. I don't remember if it was against Boston. I was really just focused on him.
Detroit,
that's right. Of course. It was Detroit. And he does everything. Now, he has 3 straight dunks in crunch time, which is unbelievable that you could do that. Amazing what the Pistons were doing defensively. I can't imagine. But in that run, he also had incredible threes, incredible pull-up jumpers, step-back shots. Yes, Luka is more skilled in some respects as a shooter. LeBron more athletic. But the impact is the same. Primary ball handler in a way Larry Bird never was and can beat you every way possible. And with that size, you have to target trap him. He does turn the ball over a lot. In fact, the last 2 games, after averaging 5 a game against the Suns, he only had 3 the last 2 games combined. And no surprise, they won, of course, convincingly. You have to target trap him because if he knows the blitz is coming, he'll kill it. And they know just what to do in that situation, like all great professional teams do. He is such an offensive force. It'll be very interesting to see what Golden State can do. I'm actually writing about it as we speak, just coming up with different thoughts of what they can try. Who knows what can be successful. He's kind of like a cheat code right now.
Well, the other part is, you know, you have he kind of backs you down and uses his size. But even Jalen Brunson does. Like, I'm really interested in how the Warriors match up with the Mavericks, considering the two primary ball handlers. And then, you know, Spencer Dinwiddie's more of a traditional ball handling guard, scoring guard. But those other two, like, their power and ability to score in the post, you know, while dribbling into it, I don't know where you put Steph.
Yeah, well, this is where Gary Payton's injury is a big deal because you're probably not going to bully ball him. And even though he can't guard Luka, once Luka decides to shoot, he can disrupt his rhythm. Tall guys don't love to go against small little pit bulls that get under your knees, under your feet, and just kind of get you off rhythm. That would have been effective. Yeah, and Golden State doesn't like to switch. And so at least they against Dallas in the past, they haven't liked that. They'll show and recover. That requires tremendous timing and a lot of effort to constantly show and recover on ball screens. Nonetheless, that's what they're faced with. I will remind I think Kevon Looney is going to play an important role like he did in Game 6. He actually did a great job against Kawhi way back in the day when they played in those finals. He's a more capable perimeter defender than people realize, and he's huge. And the Warriors have to think about getting more size on the court just to deal with Luka, not just on the ball but off the ball too, because wherever he goes, when you bring help, you need to have size and length to disrupt and distract and contest a little better.
Celtics, Heat, who do you like?
I favor Boston slightly with Smart's injury. We don't really know about Robert Williams being on the road after just one. You know, they traveled yesterday. I'm a little worried about game one for them. So now you're picking to win 4 and 6 against an excellent Miami team. But I do think the combination of Tatum and Brown, the way they play all their bigs, and Miami can be pretty one-dimensional offensively. Jimmy Butler is unbelievable, but I think they have ways to solve that. I still think it goes 6 or 7, especially if Miami wins game one. And I kind of favor them in that. I just think Boston right now is the best team of the four remaining.
David, great stuff. Go to truehoop.com. You can read his work when he does the breakdowns. They're excellent. Really appreciate you joining us on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks, Doug. Be safe.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com and within the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Artesian, premium cocktails on demand.
What up, Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. So, here's the thing with athletes or former athletes on television. Okay? And some of them just can't bury the hatchet. Some of them don't want to take the heat. Those are the guys that, I mean, really, it's one of those two. And honestly, there's less pushback when you can't bury the hatchet than when you don't say anything at all. Right? The reason Derek Jeter was never good on radio or TV or whatever when he's being interviewed was Derek Jeter wanted, he wanted nothing negative because he's a, you know, he was a corporate entity. I mean, go back to when Joe Montana was broadcasting. Magic Johnson, he would try and call out guys, but Magic's so used to just being liked that it's always been hard for him. Most of the guys who have failed as former star athletes, I mean, even Drew Brees, right? Drew Brees lasted 1 year with NBC. Is they're just not, I mean, some of them just don't have it. But you can not have it and still, you know, be good at it for a long time. Or be on TV for a long time. I mean, Emmitt Smith lasted a long, long time. His trouble was he would, if you ever had a conversation with Emmitt Smith, like the guy's super bright, delightful guy, but he would get his words mixed when he was doing television. That red light would come on. It was like, it wasn't that he couldn't form a sentence, but just sometimes it wouldn't make any sense. And I don't think he could process the nerves of it, which is crazy because, you know, in the conversation, I don't think greatest running back of all time, but in any conversation of one of the great running backs of all time, right? Jerry Rice, bad, bad. Didn't have anything to say. So not having anything to say usually is the part that limits some of the stars. But what's happened to Patrick Beverley has come out swinging. Pat Beverley's almost like a cartoon character in sports anyway, right? A guy who had to kind of fight, scratch, claw to get in the NBA after playing in places like the Ukraine. Gets into the NBA, and he's still kind of always the heel. Like, he's still that guy. And what appears to be recently a grudge, you know, or a beef with Chris Paul has now kind of spiraled into other things. So he's been on ESPN so far this week. Here's the chronological order. Here was Pat Beverley being, Pat Beverley was critical of Chris Paul. He called him a cone, you know, like he moved, he was easy to go by, couldn't play defense. And then from calling him a cone, okay, he took to saying, hey, they took the wrong guy out. Instead of taking DeAndre Ayton out, they should have taken Chris Paul out. So that was met by criticism from other former NBA players like Matt Barnes, who's also on ESPN. Barnes was critical of Beverley's criticism. He later said that he didn't think James Harden deserved a max deal. This is what Pat Beverley said today.
Matt Barnes made comments yesterday, which he's entitled to. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion, right? But Matt Barnes is also an NBA player also. So for him to make comments supporting his opinion about, you know, the Chris Paul and all that, I respect, I totally do. But you go up there and you tell your NBA brethren, you go up there and you tell the whole world that this man doesn't deserve his money. When you were just in the NBA, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 years ago, what if someone said that to you? You'd be ready to fight. But now, since you're not in the league no more, it's okay for you to talk about this man not giving the money that he's worked his entire life to deserve? Like, I don't understand it. Like, who raised you guys? Like, how come are you able to speak about somebody getting cooked, but then when it's your NBA brother in the same league that you played in, the same way that you take care of your family, all of a sudden, he doesn't deserve this? Like, no one did that to you. I just don't understand it.
I don't think Pat Beverly understands how being in the media actually works. This is one of the, I honestly believe this is like the biggest problem with athletes and their pushback of the media, or even fans and their pushback of the media, right? The reporting media, which is different than the opinion media, and it's very hard to, most people are not both. It's very hard to be both. But the reporting media, their job is to get stories and report those stories. And part of telling the stories positively, negatively about the sport or about the story that they cover is it brings attention to it. Right? It brings attention to it. It's a promotion. But it's also, you know, kind of a truth-telling device. Whereas oftentimes when people are covering the games, it's almost always in a kind of glowingly positive fashion. Doesn't mean that the reporting has to only be negative. Right? But when you're in the opinion space, you have to give an opinion. And you have to, one, cut away the bias, negative or positive, towards somebody, which a lot of those guys struggle with. But two, the bias of being a former athlete. And just look at it and be real about it. First of all, let's not act like James Harden's going to starve, okay? Like, the woe is me of an NBA player talking about a James Harden. Like, you're taking food off his plate. Like, no. Byer, do you want to guess how much James Harden has made for his career to date in his NBA career?
Jeez. 200. I'll go 200 million.
Okay. What about you, Jay Stu? Do you want to take a guess?
Let's see. I'll go 170 million.
Okay. Ramos?
Where are we at? 200, 271.
No, 200, 171.
Okay. I'm going to go a little higher. I'll say 250.
Okay. First of all, if you've ever, you watch Prices Right, haven't you?
I do.
So what should he have done? What should you have done?
I should say 201.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. Your 250 was closer. 268,660,574 to date. His player option, if he signs it for just 1 year, is $47.36 million, which would bring him to $316 million over his career earnings. Pat Beverly, you lose people completely when you act like the complete arrogant NBA athlete that so many assume that most NBA athletes are. I don't believe they are. Most dudes are regular dudes. They have crazy bank accounts. They made crazy money. Both of them are just dudes that love playing ball that have done it. The balls to go on national TV, okay, to call out, if you want to say Chris Paul is not close to the defender he used to be, and like, man, it's a lot easier to go by Chris Paul now. He's little. Guys switch everything. Plus, he's 37. Like, that's how you say it more than he's a cone. By the way, Chris Paul has been all defensive team 9 times over. If you're bothered by that, if you carry the baggage of that, he's gotten it sometimes when you think you should get it. Like, dude, really? But then to go and criticize Matt Barnes, who, that actually takes some guts out of Matt Barnes to go like, I don't think he deserves the max. Nobody actually thinks he deserves the max. And by the way, Pat Beverly, if you're going to die on a hill, James Harden's hill is not the one to die on. He's already made $270 million. If he wants to, without any sort of negotiation, he can re-up for that 1 year, the player option, and make 47.3 more. He's still going to potentially get more money after that as a free agent. Okay? Minimum $100 million more, right? Because if you're not making the max, it's not like you're making the max or zero. Right? Not like anybody said, like, hey, he should play for the minimum and not play for the maximum. Like, no, there's somewhere kind of in the middle that's the truth. And by the way, James Harden quit on the Rockets, quit on the Nets, didn't come in shape in any of the, you know, like one of the past 5 years came in shape. Had a donut in the elimination game for the Philadelphia 76ers, and that's the hill you're going to die on? In a week in which you have a chance to carve out a potential career for yourself, which is as good or greater than your NBA career. What a joke. What a joke. And I got to tell you, like, Pat Beverly's basketball story, I love. I love. Like, he was the guy who people say you're not good enough, and he just went to Ukraine and just made it. And any team that has turned on him, he's gone to the next one and just made it. Like, all of that stuff is awesome. And I'm guessing, you know, like, social media love it because he's just saying crap that doesn't make any sense. But it's hot takey. And I almost think, you know, you'll have other guys that are hot take artists that just they have no idea. So they're talking about something they don't know. I think this is worse than the other hot takes. When the guys that just don't know. I mean, look, it's bad because if you're on television, especially if you're one of the mainstays, even if you don't, you're not a former player or coach, you can call people, they'll talk to you, they'll explain to you. So you may not have a take that everybody agrees with, but somebody will agree with. Otherwise, it's just terrible. But to be in the NBA and say things that are definably false, outright mean, and oh yeah, by the way, obtuse to reality and turns people off to your sport, congratulations. Hell of a week, and you're only in day 2. I mean, criticizing Matt Barnes for saying something that pretty much everybody knows, right? Man, you can't give him a max contract. He's a disaster. It doesn't mean you wouldn't give him any contract. I mean, listen, if he opts out, you can let him walk. You know what the amazing part? I shared this with you guys yesterday. Do you guys remember Chris Paul's contract? So Chris Paul, when he was with the Thunder, that was the last year of his deal. Right? The last year of his deal. And so when he went to the Suns, it was a 4-year deal, but only the first 2.5 years were guaranteed. Like, you want to talk about James Jones and a great contract for the team. Last year they get to the NBA Finals. This year they have the best record. Next year, they owe him $15.8 of the $30 million, meaning they timed it out kind of perfectly as he's going to be older. And then they can use that money potentially for somebody else. But of course, you know, I mean, part of it was Chris Paul was a supermax guy. And remember, when he was in, that was one of the issues with him. When he was traded to Houston, it was the wink, wink, nod, nod. We made an agreement when he was traded that we would promise to pick up the supermax when he was done. And they didn't. You know? So, by the way, Chris Paul, career earnings, you want to guess, Dan Beyer?
I'll go 300 million.
Okay. Jay Stu?
I remember as part of that last deal, right? What, he was the head of the union or the player head of the union, and like a part of that new deal that they collectively bargained, he got like a massive raise or something crazy. I'm going to say it's like upwards of, 300 million.
He just said, Dan Beyer just said 300
million. 301.
Okay, you're going 301. Ramos?
I'll say 370.
Oh, Ramos, why would you do that? Ramos, did we not have the...
We did, but when I said 301, the initial one I said was actually closer, right? I mean,
it doesn't matter. Over, you would still win.
Oh, you can't go over. Yeah.
If you
okay.
just said you can't go over, yeah,
it's
if
a new rule
right
on the
Price
is Right.
That's a new rule. I didn't know the new rules. I was more the
that's
ball.
A new rule.
I'm kidding.
Oh, it's always been a rule.
Yes.
So you always been a rule. Closest without going over.
What did you? I'm sorry. What did you say again? 301.
301.
Yes,
yep.
Jason okay. Stewart said 301.
So if I said 302, that's what you're looking for.
Then you would win it. Okay. $330 million.
Okay.
It's actually closer to 331.
Some guy got screwed on Master Key today. There were salt and pepper shakers that were worth $53. Are you kidding me?
There's no salt and pepper shakers. Yeah,
exactly. I agree.
Even
what
with
I thought
Himalayan,
too.
Himalayan salt in it.
Yeah.
Can you imagine
they were made of elephant
and they're
tusks.
Like, blame Biden.
Jeez. Oh,
you know, I will say this. The first time, have you watched Price is Right?
Not in many years. Remember, I was surprised.
Did you know they have dudes on it now?
I was just going to say that. So a few months back, Beyer not only confirmed that there are dudes that are models, but he also knows their names.
Yeah, James O'Halloran, yeah. Devin Gota.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so funny. And honestly, that one I actually get. I actually get that one. Like, I don't get the new swimsuit editions where you just have average, you know, random athletes or whatever. Every woman, like, I didn't know there was a law against having beautiful women on the cut, like, the most beautiful supermodels on the cover of Sports Illustrated or whatever. I don't know when that became a bad thing, but okay. That one I don't get because, again, your target audience for the swimsuit edition is dudes. So you put the most ridiculously beautiful women that dudes want to go and buy that magazine, right? So the target audience for Price is Right, guys will watch it when they're home. But, I mean, it's always been a predominantly female audience. Why not have some dudes on there? I got that one makes absolutely a ton of sense to me. It's weird because you grew up watching Barker's Beauties, but it actually makes sense to me. Is that fair? Do you guys are we
sure.
in the same boat? Okay. I knowing his name's a little much, but
I watch it every morning.
It's a great show.
At least the first three games.
Plinko the best. Plinko's your favorite game?
Yeah. I like Master Key as well. That's why I was so offended today.
What would your thought process be if you were spinning the big wheel? Would you try and get it right to go around just once? Would you try and just spin it as hard as you could? Like,
yes,
are you trying
I'd spin it as hard as I could. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Leave it up to chance.
What's the status of Drew Carey's toupee nowadays, Dan?
Is that true?
I don't. He's got a beard now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did the COVID beard and then never shaved it, right?
Yeah. They've let a few more people in the audience as well, but they're like all separated in like tables of three. It's like the Hollywood Bowl, except a little bit separate, you know, when they have the tables.
That's a toupee? I guess it is. Yeah, you're looking at other stuff. I mean, do we have confirmation on that? It looks pretty real.
That's a lot of hair.
Why is it a lot of hair? Some guys don't lose their hair.
Yeah, something's going on there. I'm going to do some research during the break here. This article is called "What Happened to Drew Carey's Hair?" So we'll have the answers after the break.
Is there really an article on it?
Oh yeah, March 30th, 2021.
Oh my God.
I mean, a lot of dudes have had the surgery or whatever, but usually you have the surgery, it looks fake. Yeah, there's a different hairline there. I'm looking at pictures. He used to have the what's it called, the power alleys. And now the outfield's changed a little bit in terms of their alignment. But when your hair is long, you can cover a lot of things. Plus, guys do those spray fibers, so who knows? I don't know. I'm looking at pictures with him with the beard. I just think the hair is long. I don't think that it's – that doesn't look toopy. Not sure.
We'll By the way, ruling. Plinko yeah. is – like, you don't make a lot of money if you hit the – unless you hit the 10,000. It's the only way. Otherwise, you're leaving with, like, $1,500 at best. People get excited to play it, but it's really not the one where you can win the most.
What's the one where you can win the most?
Oh,
a new car!
Yeah, there's some. There's Pay the Rent. That is actually tricky. You could win $100,000. But, yes.
I like Plinko's the yodeling, right? Plinko's the yodeling?
Nope, that's Cliffhanger.
No, Cliffhanger's a good one.
It's the easiest game in the world.
Yeah.
Just bet 25, 35, and 45 on the three items, and you're going to win. So they're all the same price.
We have to get Beyer on the Price is Right. That's like a bucket list thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd be too nervous, I think, though.
What? No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't.
That and Wheel of Fortune, my wife tells me I should go on, but too nervous to mess up.
I'm not good enough on Jeopardy, but always wanted. But I just feel like I get so dusted on Jeopardy. You know, like those guys, those people are so smart. You just like feel like the dumbest human on earth. Wheel of Fortune, you got some dopes that have been on that. There have been some bad ones. There's some great videos about people who should easily solve and they still screw it up. You know my favorite one? What was the no whammies one? Press your luck.
Yes.
I like
the new version stinks, though.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same game, but it still stinks.
With prices soaring at the pump, Discover has your back with cash back. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target. Now through June, up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations apply. We'll talk about the conference finals with someone who's been covering an NBA team or the NBA for a long time. That's upcoming next. But first, Bet Rivers Sportsbook wants to invite you to discover the complete sports betting experience. Now, you can't bet on Plinko, okay, or you can do Press Your Luck, but just about everything else. You can do table tennis, baseball, obviously Eastern Conference Finals tonight. And on top of that, live streaming of sports every day. There's almost always a live match to watch on Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Right in your phone. BetRivers features top-tier customer service, ready to answer your questions anytime, day or night. Plus, they have the unique rush-pay system, and BetRivers will authorize or can authorize most withdrawal requests instantly. Customer satisfaction, their number one priority. And BetRivers will match your first deposit up to $250. Unlike some other sportsbooks, BetRivers will acquire your first deposit up to $250. And unlike some other sportsbooks, BetRivers only requires a one-time pay-through to turn bonuses into cash. Experience the difference. Go to BetRivers.com. You'll see it for yourself. You must be 21. You must be present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, or Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Want to increase your salary? Discover your earning potential with CareerBuilder. CareerBuilder.com knows you have superpowers that make you good to your job. They're called skills. And CareerBuilder.com has tools specially designed to help you move up, like CareerBuilder CoLab. Check out resume examples. Learn what recruiters are looking for. Search salaries. And view different career paths based on your skills. You'll be amazed to know how many ways you can use the skills you already have to build your future. Visit CareerBuilder.com.